Previously on
Hello Nessa.
It's virtually impossible for me to keep up with podcasts now. I mean, before it was hard because I was just being, I'm in a music mood. I need to listen to music. And now it's like, before I go to bed, I try to, I try to shove in a big fatty. I try to listen to, Big Fatty and another show and hope that I can stay awake through it. Not because the shows are boring. It's just because the only time I have is before bedtime and I take Ambien and I go CBs. So I'm trying to, I won't be able to listen to every show, but I try to listen to at least every other one just so I can kind of stay in a loop of knowing what's going on with everybody. But, it's becoming harder and harder and I feel horrible about it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Before I go to bed, I try to shove in a Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1221 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 2th of October 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show, y'all, we've got voice letters, and y'all, Big Fatty, hello, beggars, Big Fatty, what prompted that? Hi, everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there, because it's already started. It's almost as bad as that no homo month, y'all. But y'all, it has started because October is when everybody starts begging to be nominated for a podcast award, y'all. They're a scam, y'all. I'm telling you, it's like that outstanding young men in America, y'all. If you pay off the people, that then you'll win an award, Big Fatty. But y'all, don't bother nominating the BFO, because there is no category for most ruined, and y'all, that's because there is only one little show that is the most ruined. So y'all, don't ask me to nominate you or vote for you, and Big Fatty won't ask you to nominate him or vote for him either. So thank you for calling, Big Fatty. You've run off all your audience now. So y'all, that's all I'm gonna say about that. Yes, Big Fatty. A couple of things about the new iPhone. Y'all, I love the display on it. It is so, the clarity is unbelievable. And, y'all, I just love it. But y'all, I tell you, I have got to find me a case for this thing, because y'all, I am so afraid that I'm gonna drop it y'all, that is some more of that vegetable soup. I gotta find me a case, y'all. I'm up for suggestions. And by up for suggestions, y'all, if you find a case for Big Fatty's i95, y'all could just go ahead and send it to me. Big Fatty, you won't ask for a podcast award, but you'll ask for an iPhone case. Yeah, that's right. Monday was a pretty good day in the coal mine. Got several things taken care of. Olveda was supposed to be back in the coal mine today. He has been on the Left Coast tour I think the Vons, yo, is still waiting for him at that Mexican restaurant for him to come back. But anyway, y'all, the elderly, they get confused easily. But anyway, y'all, Before I go any further, speaking of the elderly and getting confused easily, y'all, I was watching the Glee, and y'all, they had a thing on there where they had Moon River playing in the background where there's some lovey-dovey going on, some lovey-dovey, and y'all, I think, I'm pretty sure that they filmed all of that before that Andy Williams went to glory, you know, went around the bend with his Huckleberry friend. But y'all, I thought it was how appropriate that it just happened to fall the day or the day after he went to glory. So anyway, y'all, speaking of that, y'all, I'm wondering if there'll be some bagpipes from Walnut Hills about it. I just don't know. But y'all, another thing I need to tell you about, y'all, I got an e-letter from that Frequency, y'all, he was saying, Big Fatty, I have spotted Big Fatty, but they're not showing up over at Spottin' Big Fatty. And y'all, so I've sent an e-letter to Spottin' Crazy, and y'all, evidently there was some sort of testicle problem, but y'all, the testicle problems have been resolved, so y'all, I think we'll just head on over to Spottin' Big Fatty. Lovely Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta see y'all. The last time we was over here, there was the picture of the Big Fatty Appreciation Convention out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, I still love that. And y'all, sure enough, that Frequency has got two submissions over there. Y'all, the first one is Big Fatty was spotted on a new television show called The Fats of Life. And y'all, girls! Y'all, you've got to go over there and see that, because y'all, it's really quite disturbing. It's disturbing. It's just very disturbing. And y'all, then that Frequency also spotted Big Fatty, in the year 2047, and y'all, Big Fatty is looking, awfully damn good, considering in the year 2047, you know, Big Fatty is going to be nearing the end of his life. And y'all, the last one is by... Oh, Big Fatty, you're out of time! You'll have to do it later!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is RC from Wisconsin. I just wanted to say how nice it was to meet you and all the other Pride 48ers. Everybody was so nice to me, and I had a blast the short time I was there. It was about 2 days. But I'm glad to know that my balls were just about as big as yours. I think there was a tie. I don't know. I pulled one out, and yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need to have a judge or somebody. But that was really bugging me for some time. I had to find out. So anyway, it was great meeting you, like I said. And I hope everybody who's sick is feeling better by now. All right, well, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for calling, RC. Y'all, that is RC Martinez from up there in the Wisconsin. So nice. Big Freddy. Aussie and I did have a nut off. Big Fatty, please. We don't need to hear about a nut off. But, anyway, Y'all, I gotta say, just as a casual observer, y'all, I think R.C. made the most of his time, his short amount of time in Lost Wages, y'all. He wasted. Let's just put, he did not lollygag. No, Big Fatty, there was no lollygagging. There may have been gagging on something big. But anyway, R.C., maybe we could get Nessa, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, to decide who has the big fatty. She's seen everybody's junk already. Yes.
Okay, I got some housekeeping to do. First of all, I want to say that I'm happy to announce that I did mail off the prize for the contest that ran through April. I want to tell everybody thank you for playing, everyone who did. I want to say thank you to Haddam. He was my statistician, and it was fun cohorting with him behind the scenes, and I truly appreciate the friendship that he and I have. I also want to say how neat is it that I got a shout out from Sassy on the Smellcast. Woohoo! Okay, and the other thing is a cool package in return from Kim Beaver for the package I sent. Fortunately for me, I did not have to go to customs and embarrass myself in any way whatsoever with what she sent. Looking forward to using some of the stuff, if you know what I mean. And the last thing I would like to say is that now Daniel Brewer and I have declared our feelings for each other, and there's no question in my mind how he feels about me. Woohoo! I'm going to frame the email that he sent me. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm not even sure Miss Bacon took a breath during any of that. But that's lovely, you know. Y'all, if you need to catch up on getting some messages out to people, y'all, that's obviously just call the BFO. And just leave your messages to folks, and because y'all, you know, everybody listens to the BFO, even if they are just shoving in a big fatty, that's vulgar. Miss Bacon, I did see that Peter G did indeed get his $100 prize in coins. Y'all, it must have cost a fortune. Must have cost a fortune to send it. I'm not sure what Miss Beaver sent you. I'm sure it was lovely, regardless of what it is, because you know that's how Miss Beaver is. She is a lovely gal, as they call them up there in the Faroe Islands. You know, she's a manly gal, big fatty, and I don't know what's going on between Bacon and Brewer. I just, y'all, it's just a video, but I guarantee you there's something brewing, big fatty.
Hey, big fatty, and Poodle McNoodle, who I have just found out is a human. Whoops, big fail on my part. This is David, that blue jeans guy, offering my sincere and humble apology for misspecying you, Poodle. I could have sworn I had seen cover art featuring a poodle, and I think that's what stuck in my mind. I think it's that Kathy Bacon just messing with everybody's minds. So, sorry about that, but I will say again, the offer of the ear scratch, belly rub, rib scratch, I do that for humans too. Just saying. So, take that to mean whatever you will, and I'll be speaking with you and Big Fatty later.
Big Fatty, that was just... Big Fatty, wake up! Oh, thank you, David. I'm sure Poodle and and everyone enjoyed that concise and brief voice letter. And y'all, it's true that, you know, Miss Bacon is always messing with people. Y'all, in fact, I've just received an e-letter from Miss Bacon, and y'all, she says that she loves cleaning her house because she always finds money. Y'all, there must be 35 coins that she has found cleaning her house. Y'all, it's a good thing. I wonder what. Big Fatty, we don't need to know what she'd find cleaning your house. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, hi. Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Calling with another California update. And I don't have a lot to report, but I'm driving from San Diego, from Dr. Stone's hacienda, to Fresno, California, for some coal mining business. And I'm passing Gorman, California. Now, I don't know why, but I saw it when I said, ooh, Gorman. I'm driving through the grapevine, you know, going over the mountains. And it said Gorman. And I don't know why, but I just felt like I should call you and just check in and let you know that I'm about to pull into this brake check area. Just to let you know that Dr. Stone was just lovely. He was a lovely host. And he's not fat at all. He did make me several dozen cookies, but needless to say, I ate them all. So anyway, you're fat, and I'll see you in the coal mine soon. And by soon, I mean not really so much.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, you may wonder, why, Big Freddy, why did you play the skull music? Well, y'all, that's because the skull's last name was Gorman. It was Skull Gorman, y'all. Good old Skull Gorman. So, y'all, that's why we had to play the skull music. But, y'all, this is not the first time the skull music has been played on the 1th of October. Because, y'all... every year in the coal mine, y'all, we have the traditional illumination of the skull on the 1th of October in the coal mine, and y'all, we have the illuminated skull, and it is brought off the shelf, and then it is plugged in actually it is paraded. It is paraded into Larry Klein's office, and the skull music is playing, and y'all, then the illuminated skull is plugged in, and y'all, then at the last crescendo of the skull update, y'all, the illuminated skull is indeed illuminated. Now, today we had the skull's replacement handling the illumination, and y'all, she ruined it. So it was the illumination ruination. So, but y'all, it seemed proper and necessary to have the illumination ruination. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it seemed proper. Big Fatty, please. So, I don't have any more voice letters now. Oh, wait a minute. I do have one more voice letter. Let's just see who it is. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so he's done talking, and I feel like I have to sneeze. So, I'll talk real fast, because I really do have to sneeze. Okay, so I just did Pilates, and I just realized something while I'm doing it, and you might realize this, too, when you do your workout video. It seems like at the end, when they get to the second side, like you do one side at a time, like they rush through the second side. So if I'm right-handed, obviously then my right side is going to be stronger than my left side. So what I should do at the beginning of the video is do the left side so that when I do the right side and it gets ripped off because she's like rushing, it really won't matter. So then I'll still look even when I get done, you know, making muscles.
Y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing. Y'all, I don't have any idea what any of that was all. Big Fatty! That makes all of us! So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. And, y'all, if you decide to do Pilates, maybe I can change your... Maybe Nessa can change your mind. What do you suggest, Nessa?
Before I go to bed, I try to shove in a Big Fatty.
Oh! Big Fatty!
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.